They walked to the edge of the copse and lay down there in silence, looking at the pond beneath them.
"See anything?" said Antony at last.
"What?"
"The fence on the other side."
"What about it?"
"Well, it's rather useful, that's all."
"Said Sherlock Holmes enigmatically," added Bill. A moment later his friend Watson had hurled him into the pond.
Antony laughed.
"I love being Sherlocky," he said. "It's very unfair of you not to play up with me."
"Why is that fence useful, my dear Holmes?" said Bill obediently.
"Because you can take a bearing on it. You see..."
"Yes, you needn't stop to explain to me what a bearing is."
"I wasn't going to. But you're lying here." He looked up. "Underneath this pine tree. Cayley comes out in the old boat and drops his parcel in. You take a line from here on to the boat, and mark it off on the fence there. Say it's the 15th post from the end. Well, then I take a line from my tree. We'll find one for me directly. And it comes on to the 20th post, say. And where the two lines meet, there shall the eagles be gathered together, QED. And there, I almost forgot to remark, will the taller eagle, Beverley by name, do his famous diving act, as performed nightly at the Hippodrome."
Bill looked at him uneasily.